Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm going to leave you with two words. Be the final two words for this summer. No goal.
He couldn't take the hit that we gave him, so he knocks our guy out of the lineup for probably weeks. That's a joke. I want him suspended. I want him fined. I'll come to the hearing. I haven't called the league once. I'll call him 10 times tomorrow.
You just got to play. There's no other answer to it. I mean, you're supposed to dump the puck in and stay out of the zone. No, we just wanted to play. The more they acted like idiots, the more we wanted to play.
Well, that's Lindy's opinion. I've seen his teams do the same thing, so he ought to not talk about that. That's it.
Tell Lindy though.
We're going to the playoffs, and you're going to take out one of our best players because you couldn't take a hit? That's a joke.
You're right in there, Ezra. Right between them, and
I've seen enough of this season as well.
I've seen enough of him that it's a joke.
You keep this quick, the Bills are playing right now.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550.
1 o'clock today, the press conference to introduce, reintroduce, former Sabres head coach. Hey, he's a former and future Sabres head coach. Or current.
Current. He's current. Yeah.
He was former, and then he was future, and now he's yeah, anyway.
He was actually future the whole time.
Yes.
We just didn't know it.
That's right.
That's how that works.
Lindy Ruff.
He was actually the future head coach while he was the head coach.
Well, he was the current head coach. In the past.
In the yes. Right.
All right, my brain's already hurting. It's good morning. It's Tuesday. 2 days from the NFL draft. ESPN's got a counter. It's counting down the hours. We're at 59 hours to the draft.
They have it up already?
Yeah.
At 59?
59.
They have, not during the commercials, but they have now, like, when they were showing highlights earlier from, like, the Lakers-Nuggets game, and while they're showing the NBA highlights, just the big bar on the left, it's like, Kool-Aid McKinstry. And then it shows all of his measurables and, like, profile.
Yep.
So they're full speed into draft stuff, I think, for the next 2 days.
We'll take your calls on Lindy. How's everybody feeling? Good? Warm fuzzies? Bitter? Hope? Let us know what you think. 803-0550. We had talked about the idea that Lindy would be the head coach, right? Like, we knew that would happen, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I ever ruled it out. Like you said, it started to fade a little bit, but there's always a possibility he'd been a coach in the league.
I feel like the moment he was fired in New Jersey, it could have lined up, right? That it was the working history with Adams, the timeline that you were on with Granato, him being available, just from that moment on, it kind of, and then the way Adams talked, I mean, it just, you could have so easily got there with how he talked. And how did he talk? He talked, one quote that's funny that I dug back up this morning, how much did Adams talk about accountability last Tuesday? How many do the players, right, talk about we're like ready to be held accountable? There's a quote from Tom Fitzgerald, the Devils GM, the day after Lindy got fired, which was, quote, accountability isn't always taking a kid and sitting his ass on the bench.
Which is kind of strange because the Sabres and Don Granato, I feel like Don probably felt like he did hold the players accountable, but he maybe wasn't in a position to put players on the bench.
Right.
For who? What depth?
Right, all right.
And how many players
Well, the kids in Rochester, right?
Right.
But they're not there.
They did not call up the kids in Rochester to put pressure on anybody in the organization. And, you know, maybe that's part of the problem is that the bottom six had guys that you weren't going to sit. Gergensen, Zaposo, you're not scratching Zaposo, right?
Well, that was the problem with the build of the team. And this could be a defense of Granato, I guess, and that's fine. Is look who they brought back. They brought back all of Zaposo and Gergensen's all year. We thought it was nuts that they had done that. And most of that was what? That they're in the lineup, right? That they are on the third or fourth line throughout the year. But then, okay, Granato thinks, okay, I want to... He might have gotten to a point where, look how Cousins is playing. I gotta put him down in the bottom six. Hold these guys accountable, you know? Like, put them down further in the lineup.
He did that with Skinner.
He did it with Skinner at the end. Who was coming up? There was a time during the year where Okposo was playing on, like, the top line and on the power play unit.
Yeah.
And just, like, you can't be there. Like, that's not a good alternative. That might be labeled as, okay, I held the guys accountable. By doing that, I put Okposo in the lineup higher. A guy who is not even in the lineup for the Florida Panthers.
Right. Who wins in that scenario?
So, like, the part of the problem, maybe, and this would be, if I'm Lindy, I'm going to want this. You got to give me guys at the bottom of my lineup that I'm allowed to hold players accountable. You know, like, if I want to bench a guy like a Jeff Skinner, I need to know I've got somebody down further in the depth chart that I can move up. He had those on plenty of Sabre teams in the past. And I don't feel like they had that option last year, given that they brought back Olofsson, Gergensen, and Okposo. They did with Skinner at the end.
That's right. I wonder how Lindy has changed. Right? Isn't that a question?
Well, his GM in New Jersey thinks he was benching young guys.
Yeah. But that's a question he'll probably get today. What's different about, you know, the man that left 11 years ago,
right,
having been fired, and today? And another question is, this is a delicate one because you would have been a coach of another team, but have you stayed in touch with Terry Pegula? You know, how did this come about? Kevin Adams is going to be asked how much, I mean, he might resent this question, but I feel like it's going to get asked. How much did Terry have as input for this? Did he like the idea, push the idea,
yep,
bring up the idea? I mean, I'm not sure that really matters, to be totally honest, because like we said many times, you might not like it if the owner is the one that brought it up or pushed it, but it's a defendable move, I think, for any franchise. If Lindy were to have been hired by the Flyers next week, would we be stunned by that? Tortorella gets fired and they bring in another coach. We want Lindy Ruff. Okay.
Danny Briere brings in his former guy.
Right. That's a perfect example, too. And Briere could go to the podium and say, I know. And what were the Flyers? The Flyers going through the same thing. Tortorella at the end of the season had long rants about accountability, and if these aren't the right players, then I'm the wrong coach, on and on and on. If Briere had said, now again, it might be cheating because this didn't happen, but you can kind of imagine if it did. If Briere hired Lindy and said, I know exactly the kind of coach he is. He's about accountability, just like Tortorella was, by the way. I mean, he's about that too. But it's the right move for us. Would anybody be thinking the Flyers are insane?
I don't think we would be here.
And Craig Berube might want that job, but
right,
whatever.
Right.
I think it's a defendable move. And again, this all stems from getting the question, how much did the owner have input in this? How much did the owner push this? At his press conference last week, dismissing Granato, Adams kind of gave an impassioned, he's got a lot on his plate. Of course he's involved. He's present. He wants to know. He wants to win. Like, he kind of gave a, stop mm-hmm. trying to make this a thing.
Yeah.
Speech.
Yep, he did.
But I would bet it gets asked today.
I mean, the only reason I would care of whether it was, if this idea stemmed from Pegula and not Adams, is when you're trying to evaluate the job that the GM is doing, like, do we know to put Lindy on his resume? Like, in 2 years, if it's not working, does Adams get hit with that? Of, this was your hire. This was your guy. You've now had two cracks at it.
Yeah.
You've had two cracks at head coach. And, like, are you even allowed to put that on him? Like, I would think we are going to, and that there's enough there, the connections that they have, how he sounded last week, that, like, I'll believe him when he says today that it was his decision. But it'll be a question. It'll always be a question, I think, of, like, how much he had to do with it.
Yeah. Well, no matter what, it's Kevin Adams' hire. And if it fails, it's going on Kevin Adams. Even if the owner told him, which I don't think that is what would have happened. Do you want some instant trivia?
Sure. Instant trivia. Love it. Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door.
Lindy's last game, February of 2013. The Sabres dropped to 6-10-1, losing to Winnipeg.
You were in charge of the goal horn.
How about that? 6-10-1. Fired. A guy with a big resume. Were the Sabres 6-10-1 this year?
That's a good question.
They might have been right in that neighborhood.
I might believe they were at one point. That was on the heels, by the way, of a, 89-point season. They missed the playoffs one time.
No, the Sabres this year were not 6-10-1. They were 7-9-1.
Okay.
One game away.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So his last game?
His last game. I'll let you pick. Do you want to guess the forwards or the defensemen? Who's in the lineup for Lindy's last game?
Why don't we start with the forwards?
Forwards.
If I go through it quick enough, maybe I can get through all of it.
12 forwards.
Okay, so 22. So Derek Roy.
Was not on the ice.
What? Okay, I know why. Steve Ott?
Yes.
Okay. They'd already traded Roy. Vanek?
Yes.
Pominville?
Yes.
Stafford?
Yes.
Let's go with Grigorenko.
No.
No. Okay. Not rookie Grigorenko. How about Tyler Ennis?
Yes.
Nathan Gerby?
Yes.
This is post Rod Niedermeyer. Who's playing center for them? Cody Hodgson?
Yes.
John Scott?
Yes.
Who else is playing center for them? I've got Hodgson. Is Ennis playing center at that point?
No.
He might be. No? Is Marcus Foligno on the team?
Yes.
Okay.
I think you're only missing three.
Okay. Matt Ellis?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Come on. He wasn't out there? Okay. How about
Corey Conacher?
No.
Corey Trapp?
No.
I wanted that one to be right. Is it fourth line guys I'm missing?
Two fourth line guys and one not fourth line guy.
Gostad?
Nope.
Two fourth line guys and one not fourth. Cody McCormick?
Yes.
I can't believe this is during the drought, this team.
This is kind of the start of the drought.
Brad Boyce?
No. It's like 17 games into the... I mean, the year before is missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, Leno.
No.
Really?
No, not in the lineup.
Was he hurt? He must have been hurt. Luke Adam.
No.
What? I've got one fourth liner and one non-fourth liner left?
Correct.
Running out of ideas. Derek Whitmore.
No.
Coletta.
Yes.
How did I miss Coletta?
And then the not fourth liner is, I mean, he's a first liner sometimes.
He's a first
liner. First liner sometimes, depending on who he's playing with. He played on a first line with Lindy.
Connolly?
Nope. Second, you know.
First or second line.
He had a line. He had a consistent line.
Hesch. He's still there?
Jochen Hesch was on that team.
Come on.
Jochen Hesch.
He was still there?
Yeah.
Holy cow. How fast can I do the defenseman? Erhoff.
Yes.
Leopold.
Ooh, I think that's wrong.
Wrong?
Myers?
Yes.
Ristolainen?
No.
No?
Erhoff, yes.
Okay. Mankari?
No.
That's not a defenseman.
Didn't play defense. Maybe he did a couple times.
No, he did.
What?
I think.
He was definitely a winger. I don't know.
He was. I think he got the Mark Pisick treatment where he, like,
he played defense? Or whatever. Not worth it. Steve Montador.
No. You only got Erhoff.
I only got Erhoff. Not Myers?
Oh, yeah, Myers.
Braden McNabb.
Myers, yes. McNabb, no.
Robin Regier?
Yes.
Robin Regier. That's good. Yeah. Andre Sequeira.
No. Think of this guy as...
Jamie McBain.
No. Think of this guy as Erhoff's friend.
Alex Sulzer.
Yes. Was Talinder back yet? No.
How many have left?
This guy became a future Sabres assistant.
Teppo Numminen.
On the farm.
Oh.
Nathan Paige.
Mike Weber.
Mike Weber, correct. And then this guy was a second-round pick, I believe, and went on to play for the Leafs.
P.J. Brennan.
P.J. Brennan. Here's a good question.
And Miller was in that?
I'd imagine so. I can't. Okay. Nathan clipped it and sent it to me. Okay. I'll pull up that box score. Sabres, Jets, 2013. 2-1, February 19th.
What a game it was.
Antti Miettinen scored.
Who?
In the third. It was a 1-1 game into the third. No, wait, this is not the same game. Sorry. Wrong one. I got the wrong Winnipeg game up.
Maybe there were multiple Jets, Sabres, 2-1 hockey games.
Yes. Yeah, Winnipeg's been around a little longer than I remember. Anyway.
Not longer than the drought, though.
Could Lindy name that lineup?
They should ask him today. Why not? 6-10-1. I've got it up. 2-1 on February 19th.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking at that game right now, Andre Pavlik was in net for the Winnipeg Jets. Miller was in net for the Sabres. Yep.
Speaking of Winnipeg, saw a stat on Connor Hellebuyck. His goals above replacement is like 60 goals higher than the next closest goalie in the last 5 years.
He's the best goalie in the league.
Yes, he is. 1 o'clock today. Press conference. 1 o'clock today.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
As excited as I've been for a press conference in a long time.
When was the last time I was this excited for a press conference? Oh, I know. Thursday night when they introduced Rome Odunze.
Yes. Yes. He's going to be here. They're going to get his picture taken at the stadium. And they will announce that they are done for the draft because they will have spent every draft pick to go up and get him.
Who is attending the NFL draft? According to NFL.com, these are the players. 13 prospects are attending the draft. Which receivers, you ask? Looks like it'll be Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik yep. Nabers, Rome Odunze, Brian Thomas Jr. Those four.
Okay.
Draft 2 days away. Press conference 1 o'clock, Marty Baron on Lindy next.
Brings it back in the other direction. Baron, way out of the net and got trapped out there as he bumps in the corner. Here it is in front of the net.
The media mogul himself getting asked probably to do lots of media on the news that Lindy Ruff is back as Sabres head coach. Marty Baron joins us on the Western Hotline. Marty, good morning. You guys have an extended show today, a press conference, an exciting day.
Yeah, an exciting day, extended show. So it'll be 12 to 2 instead of the 12 to 1 on Sabres Live. Yes, the press conference is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. But lots of reaction, lots of thoughts, both coming from Duffer and I. So it's going to be a fun show and nothing like, a springtime off-season kind of full 2 hours in the week that the NFL draft is on. But, hey, we're going to take it.
Yeah, right. So, Marty, what is your reaction? I mean, I think, of course, Kevin Adams, when he spoke last week, talked about what this team needs right now, and he seemed to be very convicted in what he believed that is. Is Lindy Ruff what Kevin Adams is looking for right now?
Obviously I believe it is. When Kevin spoke to the media after letting go of Don Granato, he said, I have a clear idea of what I want. And so that told me, I didn't think it was going to be long. I didn't think it was going to be that quick either. But when you have an idea of what you want, and the fit is right, and the conversations go right, and it's easy to get done, it happens. It happens quickly. We've seen that from coaches over the past little while here. Look at how Bruce Boudreau went from, Washington to Anaheim to Minnesota, like, really quickly. Why? Because he was in demand, and teams wanted him. And I think that Lindy Ruff is a really, really, really good coach, that if it wasn't the Buffalo Sabres, right now, there would be a lot of teams calling and interviewing Lindy Ruff because of what he did in New Jersey, especially, and how he's been able to adapt and adjust over the last many, many years that he's been behind the bench. It's not the same Lindy Ruff that coached, you know, Dominic Hasek team with Michael Pekka. And it's not the same Lindy Ruff that coached, you know, Danny Briere and Chris Drury with Brian Miller. He's learned and he's evolved and he's adapted. And all of this makes him a really good coach.
How much did that even change during your career, knowing that it would be, you just said it, like even different now? But from when you first arrived to that 06, 07 territory, like how much adapting did he do even in that time period?
So, I mean, when I first got to Buffalo in 99, the game as a whole in the NHL was completely different. We were trapping. We were strong, strict defensive zone coverage, trying to win games 2-1. And if we won a game 3-2, wow, we got to three goals, right? But that's why there was a lockout. That's why there was a change in the game, because the rules allowed for defensive-minded coaches to really take advantage of the game. The Jacques Lemaire and the trap in New Jersey and, you know, all of those, systems were working. Now, when the league adjusted, no red line, much faster, much more penalized, penalty enforced type of league in 05-06, I noticed a change in the systems right away with Lindy. And plus, the personnel was different. He had a lot of higher end, forwards. And so there was a change right there. But the one thing that I know, Lindy is...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He demands a lot out of the players. Not just effort, but hockey IQ, learning systems. Like, he would be on the bench halfway in the game and be like, guys, our 2-1-2 is not working. Our forecheck, our aggressive forecheck is not working. We're going 1-3-1 right now. We're going to stack the neutral zone. And you got to be able to make that adjustment on the fly. If you can't think the game and can't make the adjustment, you're not going to have success. And so he did the same thing with the Devils. Look at the guys with the Devils that had success. They're all higher-end IQ-type hockey players. You know, the Jack Hughes and the Nico Ischier and – these are guys that you don't have to explain the game to them. They know the game, and the coach that has those type of players, like Lindy Ruff, will do good. So I think that's what the changes that he did, not just over time, but how he adjusts in game to certain situations.
Marty, are there any players in particular you think about that will really thrive from the change? Saying nothing of, Don Granato did a nice job with a lot of these players. But is there anyone that comes to mind right away you think like, oh, this person is going to love, hate, whatever. They're going to get the best version of themselves with Lindy Ruff.
Well, they're all going to love him and they're all going to hate him at any moment next season, right? And that's the thing with Lindy is he's, did I ever hate the guy at times because he was so demanding? And then you look back and you're like, man, that was so great to have. But at moments he gave me, opportunities to perform and not only perform, but to perform better than I ever dreamed I would do it. So I think it's hard to answer individually because I think of Alex Tuch, for example. He had a fantastic season last year and this year was his second best season in his career. So it's not like he had a massive drop off, still were his best two seasons in his career, the last two seasons. But I think of an Alex Tuch and how Lindy used to talk to Chris Gratton and wanting him to be that power forward. And I know this is going to be the message to Tuch and how, you can literally dominate games. With your size, with your speed, with your skills, you can dominate game. Obviously, Tage, right, trying to get him to – he got to 30 this year. That's a great year. Again, Don Granato did a fantastic job developing those players. Now it's going to be up to Lindy and the and Kevin Adams and whatever coaching staff they put together to elevate that. And, you know, the identity of the Sabres was, you know, the last – well, 2 years ago was a high-scoring team and fast and playing with pace and all of it. Well, funny enough, the analytics didn't really show that. When you look at the Sabres the last few years, they were always bottom half in expected goals for. You know, they outperformed their expectation, but they were bottom half. When you look at the New Jersey Devils, they were top five in expected goals for. They played quick. They created a lot of offense. And I think there's a lot of players that are going to benefit from that if they're able to, you know, grasp the structure and the systems and play the way that Lindy has been coaching the last few years here.
And unexpected goals, I saw a stat from TSN that when Lindy got fired, the Devils were 12th in expected goal percentage, but 22nd in actual goals scored. Like the goalies in New Jersey and the injuries really seem to have, submarined this season. Do you subscribe to that idea that happens in the NHL? If all of a sudden you have a bad half a year where goaltending is really letting you down, sometimes it is the coach that pays the price.
Yeah, and then, okay, so here, how about this one? Before Lindy got fired in New Jersey, the New Jersey Devils were fourth at 5-on-5 expected goals for. After Lindy Ruff left, the New Jersey Devils dropped to 19th. Again, that to me says that his offensive-minded structure is something that really the New Jersey Devils thrived on. The problem in New Jersey, and we all know, like, he got a great season 2 years ago from Vitek Vanacek. And then he got to the playoffs. It was Akira Schmid that beat the New York Rangers in shutouts after shutouts or whatnot. But this season, the New Jersey Devils had no goaltending at all. It was really, really bad. So you want to play a system where you want to be high-paced, high-pressure, offensive-minded, and he still did that within the numbers. The problem is you weren't getting saved. And, you know, that has been, unfortunately, and I'm not going to say that's a Lindy problem, but when he was in Dallas coaching the Dallas Stars, they had $12 million in two goalies that would carry Lettinen and Antiniemi. And really, they were getting $1 million worth of results, right? And that's what it was. And I'm not saying that's because his system is too loose. It was because the goaltending was a problem, and in New Jersey, the goaltending was a problem this year.
Marty, what do you make of the conversation about, like, the nostalgia part of this, and, like, how much of it will be because you're making fans happy? I think it is kind of both ways, though, isn't it? Like, I'm sure maybe nationally more than locally, some will look at this and go, really? Like, kind of an eye roll. You're just bringing back the old coach. But I don't know. I feel like the Sabres would have had to have liked this hire for all the other reasons, because they would know they'd be signing up for at least some pushback.
Well, I'll tell you this. When I did my list the very next day after Don Granato was let go, actually that same day, I mentioned five names that I thought were going to be candidates and higher-end candidates for the Buffalo Sabres, and Lindy Ruff was on my list and was actually in the top three guys. Now, you can never say, was he top of your list or not? Like, you need to obviously have the conversations with the candidates, which I did not have. I'm not in that position. But if you have had me put a list of candidates, Lindy Ruff was there. Look, I played with Lindy Ruff 16 years ago. It's not like I am like, oh, well, yeah, because he was my coach, I'd put him on the list. No, it's because of what he did, you know, last few seasons in New Jersey, because of the coach that he is. But I look around the NHL, and it has happened plenty of times where coaches have been hired back with the same organization. Different GM, very often different GMs, maybe even two or three GMs down the road, but the same coach comes back because they're great coaches. Paul Maurice started with Hartford, Carolina, was let go, was brought back later, right? Daryl Sutter with Calgary was let go, was brought back later. Claude Julien in Montreal, Jean Premier in New Jersey. Like, those are all great coaches. I've had great careers, and they got hired back. Why? Because they are still relevant in the league. They're still great coaches all these years later. So So that is mostly the reasons why, you know, Kevin Adams looked at Lindy Ruff. Look, does it feel great to see Lindy back here in Buffalo? Absolutely, because he was loved and he had success here. But that's not the reason why he's hired. I mean, I really look at all the numbers and say he was one of the top candidates for the job, and that's why he got the job.
What do you think, Marty? Assistant coach in your future? You know, you going to get the coaching game?
No, I say this, and I don't want to sound bad. I am bad from the bench. I don't see the game well from the bench. I never had to. I saw it from the crease, or I saw it from, you know, the video and from above. I see the game from a better perspective when I'm not on the bench. I love the energy of the bench. But when I was sitting on the bench as a backup, I ate popcorn, M&Ms. I drank, you know, whatever you could put in my Gatorade bottle. Like, that's, I had fun. I enjoyed it. I kept the guys loose. Being a coach is different. You know, so I keep telling people, for me, I love what I do now. I've said that to you guys before. I want to say role model, but somebody that I think had a really, really nice path to what he did and did it well, it was John Davidson.
Yeah.
He was one of the best analysts in hockey. He did everything. And then he moved into a front office positioning. And now he's the president of the Columbus Blue Jackets, but he was of the New York Rangers and the St. Louis Blues. Like that, I'm not saying that's my path, but I'm saying that's more a likeliness of what I would like to pursue at some point later in my life, as opposed to coaching. Coaching is from the bench is different.
Yeah. Well, Marty, we'll be listening today, the extended edition of Sabres Live, including the press conference from KeyBank Center, introducing Lindy Ruff. Thanks, Marty.
Have a great day, guys. Jeremy, just take a break from your wide receiver train for a little bit. Enjoy the news today, and then we'll see what the draft brings on, Thursday?
Yeah, on one condition. Which wide receiver do you want for the Bills?
Well, I want the best.
All right.
Who's the best?
Marvin Harrison Jr.
I know, but that's not going to happen. But that's the one I would like.
All right, good. You're on the train. Thanks, Marty.
Okay, bye, guys.
Another guy on the train.
One vote for MHJ. All right. Go get him.
Sabres Live today, 12 to 2. And One Bills Live will be coming up 2 to 3, so a shortened version of their show to carry the Lindy Ruff press conference. Lindy and Kevin Adams, 1 o'clock today from KeyBank Center. Extendo Sports on the way. Quite a comment moments ago coming across the wire from the Chiefs general manager. We will have to put that into proper context before we go.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Okay.
What did the Chiefs GM have to say?
The Chiefs GM.
Brett Veach?
Yep.
Okay. He said the team should move to Austin, Texas.
They just re-signed and extended three members of the triumvirate. Triumvirate of power is what I'm going to say right now.
Triumvirate of power?
I have no idea where that's coming from.
What?
You know what I'm trying to say. Andy Reid, yeah. Brett Veach, whatever.
Andy Reid, who is getting reportedly $18 million a year. Highest paid coach in the league.
It pays to have Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he's a good coach too, of course. Okay, so the Chiefs GM said, Kadarius Toney is our most talented wideout right now.
What was he doing before he made this comment? Was he like out?
It led to
bar,
it's leading to speculation. This came from NFL Player News, NFL.com, NBCSports.com, that Rashee Rice could be facing a lengthy suspension. Of course, we know that Toney, a healthy scratch during the Super Bowl run, has been working with Mahomes in Texas this offseason. Doesn't do anyone any good unless you stay healthy, but the kid has always worked hard here for us. I know he's been down there with Pat. I think it's a matter of him staying healthy, and I think if he can do that, he can really do a lot of things in this offense. But he's probably our most talented wideout now. This brought to you by the Chiefs are going to draft a receiver.
This is worse than Bean trying to convince us all that you don't need a number one wide receiver earlier in the week. Worse than that is trying to convince the league, guys, we don't need a receiver because we have Kadarius Toney. don't even think about us picking a receiver at 32. We have this guy who played 13 games last year and had 169 yards of total receiving.
Josh Schmidt producing. Josh, you're going to have to grab something. The Sabres have just tweeted a video of Lindy Ruff. We have our first...
Lindy sighting?
Our first message from coach.
Okay.
He'll have a 1 o'clock press conference. What do you do between now and 1? Grab some lunch? Does Lindy say hi to all the...
Maybe he'll go...
Any ushers or people that still... Hell yeah! Haven't seen you in a while.
He'll go see Rip... Have some lunch with Rip Simonic, maybe?
Right. Here it is.
Hey, Sabres fans. Lindy Ruff here. I'm honored to be the next head coach of the Buffalo Sabres. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody here at the KeyBank Center.
All right.
He kind of stumbled on next. Did you hear that? Even he had some, like, do I say next or do I say again or what he got there?
Does he remember his way around town? I've never left somewhere for 11 years and gone back.
I think he's had a house here the whole time.
I know. That's okay. Probably a big part of
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
But if you leave somewhere for 11 years, you probably know.
I mean, here it's like downtown's changed a lot, hasn't it? Was he? Well, no, you mentioned it. Harbor Center wasn't even open yet.
It was not open. It was not built. No,
Canal Side didn't exist.
It was an empty lot that was fenced off.
Right. So Canal Side didn't exist, right? At all.
Boy, 2013. I don't even know the timelines on that.
Yeah. What else is different?
What else do we have since then?
There's a new stadium going up in Orchard Park.
Yeah. There's a couple more traffic circles than there used to be.
Yeah, that's true.
Just in general.
There are a number of coffee shops.
This would have been a fun conversation today. Someone comes back in town for the first time in 11 years, and you say, oh, you've got to see the...
There are certain chain restaurants that didn't exist in the area that are now here.
Final thought of the day. So at BuffaloBills.com, Maddie Gleb's been putting together the mock draft watches, where... Take all the mock drafts out there and see what people are saying.
Yep.
And she does the final wrap-up. In 140 mock drafts, what was the most mocked position to the Buffalo Bills in round one at 28?
I guess it starts with a W and ends in receiver.
Correct. Wide receiver came in first place. What percentage of the drafts had the Bills taking a first-round receiver? 140 mock drafts that they tracked, what percentage had the Bills taken receiver in the first round?
I'm going to guess like 70%.
78.
Hand clap for the mock drafters out there.
Second place, defensive line.
Boo.
11%.
Are we including tackle and end?
Defensive line.
Okay.
So two positions combined for 11%.
Right.
Although technically, I guess wide receiver, you could say it's two positions. It's probably two different
receivers. You could. It's almost really three positions if you break it down.
Defensive back, 7%.
Okay.
Most mocked prospect?
Mitchell.
Yep. Number two?
Legat.
Brian Thomas Jr.
Okay.
The most mocked...
Does it say how much of it is Mitchell?
38 different times, Mitchell.
38 of 140?
Yep.
Feels like more. Feels like it's 90.
35 for Brian Thomas.
Okay. Wow, that's close.
Yeah.
Is third on there?
She even did it by month. Go to BuffaloBills.com. I don't want to take all of it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But check it out. But it's cool. By month, who the most mocked was in February versus March versus April, and on we go. But 78% of mock drafts.
Love it.
Yep. Okay, 2 days away. Stay tuned. Sabres Live, of course, a little extended edition of that today, along with Lindy Ruff's press conference, 1 o'clock from KeyBank Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.